Gil, what's been happening for you at the Oasis Camel, Jerry, since last year when we talked?
Well, we had a wonderful seminar and people from all over the world came to learn how to milk camels. It was great. We had experts there, camel experts. It was a wonderful event. We've been doing lots of tours. We just finished our watermelon tour, and Pomegranate Days is coming up in November. That's going to be great when people feed pomegranates to camels. We have a couple of new camels also that we're working with, and things are pretty good.
Yeah, tell me about the new camels. You've got an addition to the family that wasn't here last year.
Oh, his name is Bodhi. He is 2 months old. We had a contest online, and Bodhi is a name we chose. It means perfect wisdom. And he is the sweetest little camel. He's the only baby camel born this year. We usually have 3 or 4 baby camels, so I thought he'd be lonely, but not at all. He roams with all the camels, leaves his mom alone, and just leaves and goes and hangs out with the babies from last year. And one of them, the little baby that was here last year, is his best friend. That's his girlfriend.
Luna's his girlfriend then.
Luna's his girlfriend, exactly.
Who's Bodhi's mom?
Belina is Bodhi's mom, and she's here at the ferry with us right now. She's about 10 years old and a sweet camel. We raised her at the ranch, the second camel born at our ranch years ago.
You were talking today in the course of your show about camel rehabilitation. Tell me a little bit about what you do with camel rehabilitation at Oasis, please.
Well, through the years, we've learned a lot, and our veterinarians are really good with camels as well. We have a facility that's very good for taking care of camels, and not a lot of people have that. That's just something that's hard to get, and the knowledge is pretty good. So one camel that we got was actually, we bought him, and we helped the people. He was sick, and he got better, and we bought him, and he got sick again really badly. And we spent thousands of dollars with our vets trying to figure out what was wrong with him, and now he's healthy. He was also in a pen for about 6 years, so he didn't know how to leave the pen. He didn't know what a camel was. And now he's actually roaming with the camels in a 10-acre pasture.
How did you get him comfortable when he had never been with camels, didn't even know he was a camel, to be on a 10-acre pasture with others?
It's tricky. We started first by having him in a pen that is right by a pasture. And then he got better and better. And then we opened the gate and he wouldn't leave because he's not used to being in a pasture. So we brought him 2 girlfriends, and these camels are older camels, and they bonded with him very nicely. So that was our first step. After that, what we did is actually we moved the girlfriends over to another pasture with him. So now he has 20 camels, and those girlfriends are the ones that introduce him to the rest of the camels. So he walks with them all over the 10-acre pastures and gets to know everybody else.
You shared some very fun facts about camels. Last year you mentioned that camels don't really spit, but you said some stuff today about camels that I hadn't heard before. I wish you'd share 1 or 2 fun facts about them.
The lip is really interesting because we have a camel here that always has his lower lip all the way down. And people ask, is something wrong with him? Does he have nerve problems? No, he feels very comfortable. He is in charge over here. So he's telling everybody, I'm chilling, I'm in charge. And because of that, I'm so relaxed, my lip is all the time droopy.
That's Jamal, the professional camel, right?
Exactly, that's Jamal. And he is 12 years old, wonderful camel. He works with nativities and does rides and all kinds of stuff for us, and just a perfect camel all around. And he's very gentle with us, but he lets other camels know that he's in charge. So he'll push them around, but never push us around.
Let me have kind of a mental image of Christmas time with your camels. Camels that do nativities, how do you do that?
It's such a fun time because it's the joy of Christmas, and we get to do it at all these different churches. We bring our camels, we dress up as wise men. I get to be a wise guy once a year. And our camels just, they dress up also, and we'll do some camel rides. We actually have kings ride our camels into churches. And you would not believe how nice the camels are all this. They just love their job. And that's because they always get treats at the end of it.
In fact, it was kind of fun to watch them today because they kind of, like our cats do, play you a little bit for those treats.
Oh, yes, they do. The camel want their treats and they'll work us over. A camel will know what kind of hole you have in your training and will test you. And he'll just keep working and says, oh, you don't know how to do this? Bye-bye, I'm going to get my treats. And that's what they do over here too. And we let them goof around. We let them be camels. And camels know that when we're doing a job, everything is different. They have to be perfect. We're perfect. And everything is online. It's amazing how they know the difference.
Would you consider a camel to be more intelligent than a dog, or about the same, or different?
I think it's different intelligence than a dog, not as much as a pig maybe. I think pigs are just amazing. But because camels don't have a spooking mechanism, they don't spook, they don't have predators in the wild, a camel will really spend the time to understand, and his behavior will come out a lot more than other animals. They do know their names when you call them. They know your mood all the time. They're very sensitive also. So definitely very intelligent animals.
You also said they have a sense of humor. What's an example of that you've seen?
The sense of humor that I see is when I tell Samson, you know, don't lay down, he just looks at me and he lays down, and then he looks for his grain around me. Or the story I always tell is like, you know, you have a camel at the zoo, and he spits on somebody because he's bored, nothing else, nothing happened, and his sense of humor is just, let's see somebody run around and scream for a while, and it'll be a great day. So that's kind of a bad sense of humor, but it's still there.
How do you keep yours from getting bored so they don't wind up showering everybody?
Well, our camels have never done any spitting because they've never learned how to do that. Our camels, to keep them from getting bored, you always have to have different things like in their pen or other camels with them or move them around. But you can notice when a camel starts getting bored, you know, he'll stand and stomp his feet or he'll walk around or he'll call a lot. And you just change some little things when you're aware of what your camel needs and then they're perfect. They really don't need that much.
They were really fun today. What would you consider some one of your favorite experiences from showing them the Orange County Fair either this time or last year?
I think the baby camels are just the neatest thing. And what I like is when we have a mistake and the mother baby come running out when it's not their turn and the baby knows it, instead of going to ask for milk, he just runs around and hops around and runs everywhere and then runs back into his pen on his own. It's just the cutest thing.
What's an average day like for you when you're exhibiting at the Orange County Fair or any other fair with your camels?
It's actually a full day because I get up really early and I take care of all the camels. I clean all their pens. I mean, pretty much it's a whole dumpster every day that I clean out of the pens, and I refill it with clear shavings, good padding, give them water, make sure they have salt. I go all over the camels every day and brush them and fly spray them. And then it's starting to be time for shows, and I do the shows and really enjoy talking to people, hanging out and talking to people between shows. And that's about it. It's a full time, but it's so enjoyable because my two favorite things are people and camels, and I get to hang out with both of them here.
And you'll get a chance to incorporate both of those, I guess, with a couple of things coming up. You mentioned Pomegranate Days, and what else might people like to know about as far as, let's say, they missed the Orange County Fair this year and they want to come to your ranch in Ramona?
Oh, that's a great question. On August 25th, we're going to have a public tour. It starts at 1 o'clock. All the information is on cameldairy.com. We have camel rides, and you can pet camels and take pictures with them, and it's going to be a really neat show over there.
And before we wrap up here, what would you say has been one of the most important things you've learned about yourself as a human being, as a camel trainer, from your camels?
That patience really is a virtue. When you're working with these animals, if you have persistence, patience, and love, they'll do anything for you.
Gil, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.